The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain and sat down, and his disciples came to him. Then Jesus began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the dominion of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the dominion of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
In the name of Jesus.
So today for our community and many communities across the country, within the Lutheran realm at any rate, it's Reconciling in Christ Sunday. It is a day when we specifically acknowledge the gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgendered, queer community with a beatitude. Blessed is the GLBTQ community, for theirs is the community of God. We make a particular point to speak this beatitude because over many years, and in some ways, sadly, yet today, our sisters and brothers have experienced the opposite of blessing, the very opposite from our society and many churches as well. They have experienced rejection. To use biblical language, they have experienced not a blessing, but a curse. They did not experience the favor of mainstream society. And it was asserted that God did not favor them as well. But today we say again, blessed are our GLBTQ community sisters and brothers, for theirs is the community of God. That means that they are blessed now as full participating members in ministry of the church. That means that they share the promise eternal, theirs will be the dominion of heaven. That means that they stand under God's full favor and love and calling. We take our cue in this blessing, in this beatitude. We take our guidance from Jesus' own words. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the realm of God. Who are the poor in spirit? Well, on one hand, the poor in spirit are all of us who stand in need, who stand in hope, in faith, before the grace of God. But more specifically, the poor in spirit are those who have experienced treatment intended to damage the spirit, intended to dehumanize. But Jesus begins with these very ones for his blessing. He will not let them be crushed. So it is important to identify, pick out a Sunday and proclaim a specific beatitude because of the long history in which society and the church assumed and lived the very opposite of blessing. And we speak this beatitude because in the speaking, the whole church, the whole society is itself blessed, is made whole and well, experiences more deeply, more truly the encompassing, transforming favor of God. We know this to be true in our own very community here in this place, that we have been blessed greatly by the reconciling community. that the witness of faith of our GLBTQ sisters and brothers has called our own community to a deeper witness, particularly on behalf of others in society who experience targeting for abuse. And parenthetically and sadly, I might add, in these days, we need be aware and hear even more deeply and clearly. We call this section of Scripture, which begins with the Beatitudes, these blessings, these announcements of God's favor and inclusion, it's part of the Sermon on the Mount. And in Matthew, lots of good things, particularly words and God's communication, come from the mountain, as often was the case in the Hebrew Scriptures. But these good and godly words do not remain on the mountain. They are announcements of Jesus and his own ministry and life will be among his own people and the community. The blessing of God's favor is made clear by the community that Jesus, whom we confess to be God's Son, and the very presence of God's Word, establishes with those, the community that he establishes with those who are excluded and spoken ill of by church and society, by individuals and organizations, by Jesus' own ministry to the foreigner, the excluded, the sick, the poor, those who experience the violence of society, by his real presence to those. He is God's blessing made incarnate. In this way, he also called for all people and all institutions to experience God's favor by trusting God's word, by welcoming those in need. Jesus could see that any of us who live by excluding others exclude ourselves from true community and oppose God's very will. The violence spoken and enacted that we perpetrate toward others is sin against the will and order of God's creation and community. By standing with those who experience this violence, Jesus bore the sin, the fundamental sin of the world. That is, for all people, he bore the violence that all victims experience, and the sin and violence that we confess that we also have practiced against others. Jesus' death on the cross was the sin of the whole world pouring down upon him. He died for us. He died because of us. His resurrection that announced God's forgiveness and promise of life was God's eternal word, eternally speaking and calling us to new life, that death does not overcome life, that sin does not overcome God's forgiveness and love, that through our faith and trust in this word made flesh, we are blessed with life and called to bring that life to others. So today, we rejoice. We give thanks for our calling into this life, this community of God, this welcome. Giving thanks this day for the GLBTQ community, which, as it turns out, have actually welcomed us once more into God's community in the name of Jesus the Christ. And they call us now, in Jesus' own words, to be a blessing to many. Amen.